Hello, I'm Benno Hansen. Welcome to my annual podcast. No, seriously. I just haven't been podcasting for about a year. My preferred media is text. And this past year I have been writing offline text, not that much online text, not that many blog posts. What I have been writing is a book based on one of my blogs, the blog EcoWar, which I have been posting to for almost 5 years. So what is this book about? On the back of the cover it reads, "All wars are fought over natural resources," a local permaculture enthusiast told me as we were driving home from a visit to a community gardening project. By growing his own potatoes, he was in his own small way promoting world peace. A bit oversimplified, I thought to myself, but an interest was shown. EcoWar, Natural Resources and Conflict is a book summarizing more than 4 years of spare time research into his postulate. The links between natural resources and conflict are summed up in 4 parts. A historical review, a look at current conflicts influenced by natural resources, an overview of academic research, and finally a cautious prognosis for future development. A natural science and plain facts-based, rather than politically or religiously motivated approach to geopolitics, spiced with semi-fictitious short stories in which you'll meet the following people firsthand: a Neanderthal family 80,000 years ago, a Christian knight on crusade year 1219, UN Secretary General Dag Hammarskjöld in Africa year 1961, George W. Bush and staff year 2002, a Kenyan herder year 2011, an urban survivor in the near future. May prove how all wars are indeed fought over natural resources, or at least show that few wars are fought for the reasons they were excused by. Referring to natural resources as the cause for war is taboo, thus any exposure is interesting. The historical part is a collection of cases in chronological order. The part about current conflicts is organized by geography, and the predictive part is an analysis resource by resource. The book is an overview rather than a comprehensive account. It includes neither the complete accounts of the Angolan Civilian War or the history of diamond trade. The book is simply looking at many different natural resources in many different conflicts. I didn't get that many reviews or comments on it yet. I got a few by email. One person wrote, "It was a real pleasure receiving the book. It was very interesting. Most of it is so very relevant today." Another wrote, "Very interesting and significant." A third wrote, "It's extremely well written and interesting. Thank you, thank you." And one publisher who chose not to publish it in the book was praising the first semi-fictitious interlude, which is about a Neanderthal family. He wrote, "It makes exciting reading. Might be one way of waking the current generation up to the fact that if we do not solve our ecological problem, we would become past history." I agree. And I also got a very positive review on an Australian website. This and much, much more you can find on my new website, ecowar.eu. I also set up a Google Plus site, as well as a Twitter account specifically for this project, for EcoWar. You can find links to both from ecowar.eu. And you can also find deep links to various Amazon sites, probably one in your country, so that you can order the book right away. It's quite cheap. I forced down the price so that it's virtually impossible for me to make money out of this project, and anyone should be able to afford it. The price varies a bit depending on what vendor you choose to buy it from, though. I hope you'll take a closer look at the website, the Google Plus page, the Twitter, and of course I hope that you'll buy the book and discuss it with me and the rest of the world. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.